Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Brie.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
We're recording, so hello.
Hello.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we record books multiple times to the point where we are exhausted. Tell them what happened. What just happened? Well, first, let's introduce our guests.
First,
today.
I'm Brie.
I'm Allie.
And today we have Alan with us.
Hello again.
You guys would not believe it. Jeez Louisa.
Okay, so first and foremost, this is now our fourth time recording this.
That's why it's in mini-sode form for you, because we can't. We're so done.
The first two times we recorded at our own houses,
yeah,
online together, and my audio did not record.
For both attempts.
Which is insane to me. I have no idea why or how or what caused this. So then,
it sounded good when you tested it, is the thing.
That's the weird part. The fact that you guys could hear me, the fact that we tested it and it was fine. And then once I recorded our huge episode for us and got to the end and my audio was gone, I was like, this is fantastic. This is so lovely. So then we were like, okay, let's do in-person recording, which then also got us confused because somehow Allie and I kind of agreed to also trying to record Project Hail Mary today. Could you imagine if we were fucking doing that today? So, Alan, what did you do when you thought today was Project Hail Mary day?
I watched the movie, took notes while watching the movie, voice notes, so I could go back to them and like write them out, and then started the book, and then talked about the book and movie at our last dinner.
Yep.
I was like, oh, how far are you, Brie? And you haven't even started it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. Sorry. So here I am thinking, we're in person. Nothing can go wrong. Before they both showed up, I tested the microphones, made sure both microphones could be heard through the website. I was like, this is fantastic. We're going. Randomly, my lights flicker and almost look like they're going to turn off, but they don't fully turn off and they come back. And we hear the generator outside, or transformer.
Generator.
Makes some weird ass noise outside. Don't even think about like, oh, I wonder if I should check and see if my internet connection is still going good. So we just keep recording. Or at least we thought we kept recording. Instead, we only recorded 7 minutes of our episode, and we had been recording for probably about an hour.
At least.
So this is the first and hopefully only time that we will be doing this for you. We are, instead of doing a full comparison episode, we are just going to do a mini-sode comparison episode, because we don't want to jip Alan of his episode. Like,
no, he put
that would be fucked.
Into it. Like, you guys, he has notes and everything. My gosh.
So we're going to do it. It's just going to be such a different format. It's not going to feel like your regular episode. We're going to still talk about some of the differences we remember. I'm going to sing a song for you because that was the funniest part of the second time we tried to record. And hopefully this time we will do it, guys.
Guys, I also want to... This is how much we love you guys. 4 times we have recorded this episode. So we put work into you guys. Like, we put work in for you guys. Oh my gosh, my brain doesn't work anymore.
I think I'm bad luck.
And if it stops working this time, I'll agree that you're bad luck. Yeah. But we're not going to label you as bad luck quite yet.
No.
No. You know what? If it fails during Project Hail Mary,
that's when I'll say you're bad luck. I'll be like, Alan, just stick to listening to us.
Just stick to the suggestions and take a seat back.
Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Oh my gosh, I swear.
Okay, so we're going to still do our intro questions and our outro questions, but things are going to be slightly different. So
I'm not going to go chapter by chapter. We're just going to do generalizations and go from there. All right, so we are still going to do this part.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do have trigger warnings.
I feel like... Oh, I guess we probably should. I was going to say, I don't think we're going to talk about any of those, but...
We're definitely going to talk about abuse and probably death. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, okay, so our synopsis is there's Millie. She's a young woman with a criminal past, and she takes this job as a live-in housemaid. And as time goes on, she slowly discovers the craziness of this house.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. We have our author, Frieda McFadden, our director, Paul Feig, and our screenplay writer, Rebecca Sonnenschein. I won't say it.
She loves that name, and she got to say it 4 times over.
Sonnenschein, just so fun. She must be so happy. All the time. Our book came out April 26, 2022. Our movie came out December 19th, 2025. That's a 3-year difference.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. What did we do first?
I read it first.
I also read it first.
Because I texted her halfway, not even halfway through the book, right at the start of the book, basically. And was like, Allie, I think this is going to end up being one that you want to read first.
Yes, and I'm glad she did. Because, duh, it's an Alan pick. I have to, because I've loved... Oh, yeah, what were the other ones? The Outsiders?
Outsiders.
Defending Jacob.
Defending Jacob.
That was a great one.
Those are good ones. So that was it. Not yet. Then there's this one, and now there's the next
Project
one.
Homer.
Okay. I'm reading them all first. So good.
I also read it first, or Audible. Like I said, on take 3, I brought the book, and I, as you can see, it's... I opened it for the first time today, our third recording, to look up a word of what someone said. So that was the first time I opened it.
Gosh.
I bought it hoping to, like, you know, read it, put some notes, highlight, do all that. And then it was just like too much time. So I just audibled it while at work, on my commute, all that. It was very engaging.
Yes, yes. Love Audible for sure. Okay. And what are our thoughts of the storyline?
I love this storyline. There's so many twists and turns in the story that you just don't see what's coming next. And I think that's fun and keeps you really engaged.
Yes, I agree. Every time you thought you figured it out, you didn't figure it out. And it was like, what? And then even when it was finally revealed, it was like, what?
Poor Alan got like a million texts from me like, oh, it's this. Oh, this is about to be what happens.
Well, it was nice because I read it first, or audibled it. And then like I knew what was happening, and just you're hearing your like thought process and like reading your thought process on what you think is like, I can't spoil anything. It's like, oh, yeah. I was like, just like, being short, like, yeah, like, way to go. I don't know what I was saying, but it was like, oh, yeah.
There was one text you sent me where he was like, I don't want to say anything, but please don't stop texting me these. I like to read those.
Yeah, and then when the actual whatever happened, you're like, oh, my God. I was like, okay.
Now I can talk to you. Yes, crazy, right? Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You had to finish the book because you got to the twist. But there was still more twists to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So that was the cool part of this, is like, I got to the twist and I thought, wow, that was crazy. But then it just keeps going.
Right when I realized what the twist was, it was probably like 5 minutes before the actual twist was going to be revealed.
Here. Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And I looked at how much time I had left in the audiobook too. And I went, the fact that this twist is happening and there's this much book left, some shit's about to go down.
Yes. Yes, it is. And why did we pick it?
Normally, I answer that question, but this is an Alan pick. So, Alan, why did we pick it?
Well, we picked it because I think we were talking about your podcast at one of our dinners, I believe, that we have, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, it's crazy, I've repeated this like four times now.
Yeah, you still can't remember it.
And then, yeah, like a lot of times we just talk about your, like a recap of your podcast. Yeah. And mm-hmm. we even talked about when you were going to start the podcast and all that. So mm-hmm. it's nice to catch up on that.
Yeah. Alan and has honestly been like from the get go, number one fan.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty positive you were our first follow. Like,
aww.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. It's awesome. It sounds really good. Even though this is the fourth time we've done it, you guys are pretty professional.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, try. But yeah, we were talking about, and I, like, if I've heard before, I've suggested some, not even like expecting them to be picked. Mm-hmm. And then you'd like, they turned out fairly well. You guys enjoy them. And then I was like, oh, it'd be cool to actually be on one for once. And I'm not, this isn't really something I usually do. I'm not mm-hmm. super, super like outgoing or, so this is new for me too. I'm trying to branch out, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, when I saw, I actually wrote down here the date. On my notes.
Oh. Okay, you. So,
it says, Housemaid, September 16th, Sydney Sweeney dropped the trailer for The Housemaid, and I sent it to you, Bree, on Instagram. And it was, other than, it was the first, it, usually I send you Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah, normally it is, yeah.
Something different. And I said, well, found the book / movie I want to do.
Yep.
I hope it can... I can keep my recommendation streak going strong.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think because Allie has literally told me that once per season, I have to get an Alan recommendation. So now you just need to always be prepared for me to text you when I'm scheduling for the next season to be like, what's the book?
They're so good every time. Like, I think every time we've done it, it's been my favorite of the season when we do our recap. Like, mm-hmm. I love it.
It's always when we pick the favorite, she goes, oh, wait, Alan picked one this season. What one was it again? Oh, that, yep, that was
that
it.
Was it.
I don't know about this one, how this will be. We
it's
might just be drained.
Not on my top list of recording, but it's up there for sure. That's cute. All right. I'm not going to do the fun facts. That's it. It's because you're in the preview zone. I downloaded it. It's right there.
Can you save it right now?
Oh, it uploads while we go.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
It was only 7 minutes in. Gotcha.
It was.
Oh, I guess we need...
We are going to do cast, though, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's do cast. But I guess before we do that, we really need to just start talking about what were some differences you guys remember.
Okay. Hold on. Should we do a general...
Actually, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Take it away.
Okay. So, book goes, this girl, Millie, she gets hired as a live-in housemaid, and the interview, it seems like a perfect job. Like, this rich family wants her, and then things start going down. Like, Nina, who is the mom, is just full-on crazy. Like, she just starts freaking out at her for nothing. There was this one time when there was a PTA meeting and she freaks out because she can't find her notes and, like, throws everything everywhere and the house is in disarray. It is disgusting, everything. And then there's Andrew, who's the dad. He comes down and he's very, like, sweet and caring. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm sorry Nina's like this and everything like that. I'm just very sweet. And Millie starts getting feelings for him, but she's like, no, I can't do that. He's my boss. And she does a really good job of trying to not. But then life goes on and Nina just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And she's just like, if you think of an outlandish thing and she blames Millie for it, that probably happened. And then eventually one of the main things that happened is she told Millie she wanted, what's it called? Yeah, I know.
I know.
She wanted tickets for this one weekend to go to a show, but in the end it happened, like, she's like, no, I said this other weekend. And Millie couldn't, or Andrew tried to get them refunded, but couldn't. And Nina and her daughter went off for the weekend. And so
was it like camp, summer camp?
Yeah, something like that, summer camp. And then so Andrew and Millie went and they ended up hooking up. And when they got back, Andrew broke it off with Nina because she was crazy and kept blaming Millie for everything. Well, that's when the book twists. And now we get from Nina's point of view. And this was a whole elaborate plan. I didn't do our warning of you got to read this book first.
Oh, well, then stop and do it.
You got to read the book or watch the movie first, you guys. I'm about to ruin this. I already did.
But read it first.
Read it. Read it first. Yes. So book twists, switches. Now it's Nina's point of view. This was a whole elaborate plan because Andrew is a psychopath that locks her in this attic room when she does things he doesn't like. And they can be simple things. Like, what was the hairbrush one?
No, she had her roots showing. Oh, yeah. And she didn't get her hair dyed.
Yes. So her hair was not dyed. And so getting your hair colored is a privilege. So she had to go in the room and she had to pull out 100 strands of hair with the follicles and she missed one. So she had to do it again. And he like wouldn't let her out. All that's in there is like the fridge and water, like 3 small bottles of water and a bucket to go to the bathroom in. And she's up there for days. And so this just keeps happening. Things like this. She said she goes up there maybe every other month if or something.
I was trying to pull it, guys.
One hurt. Because one doesn't hurt, but 100 of them.
I was going to say, I was like, I feel like I pull out hair with the follicle attached quite often and it doesn't hurt. So I was like, I was just going to do an experiment to see if it worked.
But anyway, so she goes up to this room like several times and finally she's talking to Enzo, who's her gardener. And he is so concerned for her because his sister died from an abusive relationship. So he doesn't want her in trouble. So she's like, I come up with this plan. We're going to get someone to take my place and we're going to get out of there because Andrew's like high up in like tech and everything. So he has a plan for any which way she tries to leave. So the only way for her to successfully leave is for it to be his idea. So Enzo didn't like this idea, but they got Millie involved and then Millie took her place and she got kicked out and she's all excited. But then Enzo messages and is like, Millie hasn't left the house for several days. This is concerning. And finally, Nina's like, ah, gosh, I feel bad. Okay. So she goes to save her. And then book flips back to Millie. And now Millie has been captured and put in the room because of...
She had, like, books she didn't put away?
Oh, yeah. She didn't put her books, like, his books away. So the house was a little messy.
But it's it's different in the movie.
It is. Yes.
She dropped the
family china. I forgot about that.
Or plate. Mm-hmm. The plate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then somehow Millie was able to get out. Oh, because Nina had left things in the closet. In the bucket in case she got captured. Or she knew
I was just going to say, she always knew that she was going to get captured. Yeah. So she was like, I'm going to help her out.
Yeah. And she knew she could fend for herself because of her past.
Yes. Yep. And so then she was able to get out and locked Andrew in the room. And here's where she starts like torturing Andrew. And she makes Andrew put the books on him and like makes him pull his teeth out. And eventually he dies. And cops.
Pretty sure it's from starvation and dehydration.
Yeah. Because it was like a week he was up there. And then the cops come, and this is where we get the first chapter of the book, which was a little teaser of, I'm just sitting here waiting for, oh no, not yet. Because Nina comes back, and then she sees what had happened, and then she convinces Millie to go, because Nina has no criminal record, but Millie does. And then she gets the cops to come, and or she doesn't get them, they come. And, it ends with Millie getting recommendations for another family that the husband is abusing the wife. And so this turns out to be her little gig now. That's a very, very quick, like this book had so many details.
And so many like twists and turns that I feel like, yes, we mentioned them, but not as well as we could have.
Unfortunately. But you know what? It's better than nothing.
Yes. But I will also say, so when Nina is explaining how she met Andy, they met at work, and basically Andy was like, oh, let's go out. And she's like, sorry, I have a kid, I can't. And he's like, oh, don't worry, my mom can watch her for you. And so what I asked too on the second recording was, Alan, how would you feel if you just met someone and they were like, oh, I've got my mom that can watch your kid.
Come on a date with me. No. There's no way.
So then I saying, hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but here's my mom. She'll watch your baby. Nailed it.
Yes. Did it. Good job.
But, and I'm crazy because he is a psychopath.
Oh. Oh.
Remix.
Hey, I just met you. I almost did that too. Never mind. I'm not going to be able to do it as well now. Okay. One big difference. Enzo in the book, who is the gardener who helped Nina escape and then is worried for Millie, he, in the book, is Mr. Italian man who mainly only speaks Italian at first until this whole twist happens. In the movie, he just right off the bat starts talking in English.
And he was, like, creepy. Can we just talk about him? How, like, I feel like, was there a scene where lightning went off or whatever, and he's, like, standing in the doorway? Right, like, yeah. He's, like, creepy.
The movie really tried to play into maybe Enzo is the one who's a creepo.
We didn't even have to play into it because he was my first guess just by the book. So, like,
Well, also in the book, Billy, doesn't she, like, try to make a move on him? Do they do that in the movie?
No.
And then
it's creepy.
Oh, no, they don't do that at all. I wish they did.
And then also the whole, like, Nina and Enzo have a romantic relationship.
Yeah. After. Yeah. And that doesn't even get mentioned in the movie. Also, Nina fires Millie about 5 different times in the movie. Like, if this is your whole plan to get her hired so that she will take your place in this whole abusive relationship with Andy, why are you then like, you're fired. Pack your stuff up and go.
She didn't know how to fake being a bad boss other than saying you're fired over and over and over again.
She took a page from Trump. You fired.
The weather. That was something we noticed. Alan noticed.
Yeah. There's snowing. And then there's a landscaper there. It's like, why do they need a landscaper right now?
It's right.
The snow. There's like no... Everything's like all the leaves have fallen and typically in the winter. And it's like, what are you doing?
He's got to make sure that snow's nice and padded down.
I know. And in the book, it's like talks about summer camp. So,
yeah,
that's a difference.
Like that's Nina is taking her kid to summer camp. And that's how the whole ticket debacle happens. But obviously, that's not the case here. They do. It's ballet camp in the movie. Another thing that the movie does is Cece has this little like dollhouse that she always plays with.
That's the daughter.
Yes.
I never said her name.
Sorry. That is Nina's daughter. And Millie had a little troll that she had brought with her that Cece stole and ends up one night when Nina and Andrew are away on a date. Or no, they're at the doctor's because one of the things is Andy wants a child of his own and Nina apparently can't have kids. And so they're going to the doctor to figure out what's going on with that. And Cece is at home with Millie, and she has stolen the troll doll and put the little troll doll up in the attic. And so Cece's little dollhouse ends up being this like weird foreshadowing thing. Whereas
it's like a replica of their house.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it.
Yeah. With the room in the attic and all, when in the book, I'm pretty positive Cece had no idea about that room.
No. She just knew mommy went away for a couple days every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a difference.
I did like that. It was a nice visual.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was a, mm-hmm. a positive mm-hmm. change.
I enjoyed it. It was nice, too, because, like, at first, mommy doll was up there, and then troll doll was. Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was nitpicking the movie, comparing it. Like, I would pause it even after like the first scene, because I mean, it's a very minor detail, but they talk about in the book how she drives a Nissan Altima. They bring it up multiple times. And then as soon as she got in her car after the interview, it's a Honda Civic. I'm like, come on, you can't get that right.
I mean, that's just a subtle thing. You guys could have kept the same.
It had to be like what companies wanted to pay.
Yeah, that's exactly be, right? It. That's exactly why it.
They keep it the same.
Come on, Nissan.
I know.
So at the point when Millie and Andrew are going to the show together in the book, by the time they're going to the hotel, they're already making bad decisions and starting their little affair. In the movie, they still, when they get to the hotel room, they still get two separate hotel rooms. And Millie goes into her room and Andy goes into his. But when Millie plugs in her phone, she has a million texts from Nina, and one of them is, "You're fired." And she runs into Andy's room all, "Oh, I don't know what to do." And then they have their affair. Oh, I do remember one of the things we said in the first recording, because I was confused. I thought that, so as the movie's going on, Nina's face, to me, it looked like she was like showing off bruises that she had from Andy, as like she was starting to lose him. But you guys in that recording were like, no. That's just her letting herself go and not taking care of herself as much, because she's like, whatever, like, she's up in the attic, you're not putting me there, and soon you're gonna be with her anyway.
It was more like to, yeah, steer him to
mm-hmm.
Millie.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't remember. Which
one? Instead of... Oh, I remember how it happens in the book.
So in the book, there is a part where Nina has realized that Millie was on parole. So she sends her to the store so that she can call and say that she's been shoplifting, so that Andy will save the day and kind of push them together. In the movie, she tells Millie to take her car because you cannot be seen driving your car because you are my housemaid. That's unacceptable. But then she calls and reports her car is stolen. So then Andy has to come and save the day that way.
Yeah, there's also a whole incident with the trash cans not getting taken out after their affair. And then they had to bribe Enzo. But as we've mentioned, Enzo is just totally underused in the movie.
Oh, he's barely in the movie when he was such a pivotal role in the book.
So important. Yeah.
And then the mom came one time with a whole like family china.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't in the book. And then that china plays a part later on, because the punishment in the book was she had to put books on her chest for hours. But then in the movie, it was she broke a piece of china. She had to like cut herself multiple times on the stomach.
Oh, yeah.
With the china, which also doesn't really track, because he wants his...
He wants you perfect, but now you're going to have like 20 scars on your stomach.
They just needed it super gory and gross for the movie.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is with that, because she then flipped and made him use the books as his punishment. So then in the movie, she just made him pull out his teeth. He didn't have to do anything with the china, which he should have.
He also doesn't die in the room. He gets out.
Yes.
Oh my God. I forgot about that.
And then they kind of foreshadowed it in the beginning with the staircase or whatever. And
oh, that's right.
And then Nina comes, Nina's, and they both coming. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, because the staircase is like a spiral staircase. And I think Nina says something like, oh, yeah, you could die if you fell from here.
Like changing a light bulb or something.
Yeah.
And then also the ending with the detective, it was different. In the book, it was a male detective, and I wasn't his daughter.
I think
they found out that she was engaged to Andrew. And then was totally different after the fact. But then in the movie, it was a female detective and it was her sister.
Yep.
And then they're like, accidents happen all the time. Like,
yeah. I like the father role better.
I think the father role makes more sense. Like, yeah, a sister also is invested in a sister's life, right? But not quite as much as a dad would be. in my opinion. That's all the notes that I had. Except for I had a lot of nitpicky, like, well, they didn't do it this way when it was this way in the book. But, like, it's things that make a little bit more sense in the movie. Do you have any other notes?
I think we kind of pretty much, in the book, Cece doesn't really care for Millie.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, in the movie, she was like, we have to go back and save Millie.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. That's a big one, too.
It was Cece in the book or in the movie that said they need to go save her, not Enzo.
Yeah. Because Cece now actually cares about her.
Yes.
She's so nice. Here's
literal different somehow.
One thing. Well, his mother's there. His mother is not in the same state as them. She lives out of state in the book.
Not till the end.
Yeah. Whereas in the movie, Andy's mother is just always there. And at the funeral, Andy's mom comes. And oh, wait, no, that happened too. But there is something different with the funeral with that. But what I was also going to say is there's this whole peanut butter thing in the book where basically Andy keeps a jar of peanut butter knowing that Cece is allergic to it and uses that as basically a way to torture Nina.
Yeah, because she's like allergic enough that she gets hives, but not so allergic that she dies.
But in the movie, they never mention anything about the peanut butter.
There's a lot of things they don't do. And the book just does such a good job of, like, doing the tie-in together and be like, oh, they had mentioned this, you know, 20 chapters ago. And look, there it's coming up. That's why it happened this way. It's just so good. Read it, people. Read it.
Do you have anything else, Helen?
Differences?
Yeah.
I think we pretty much got all the differences. I mean, there's, like, the delivery, like you said, mm-hmm. at the end of the funeral mm-hmm. with the... When you find, like, the last final kind of twist is you find out Andrew's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, kind of tortured him as a kid with, like, the, because, like, she, like, got the coroners or whatever and found out that his teeth were pulled out. And then she was like, well, teeth are a privilege.
Yeah.
Then it, like, clicks that, oh, she used to, like, do this to Andrew. And that's how he got like this.
Yes.
Yep.
Ugh. So crazy. I know she liked, like, she never liked Nina until she thought that Nina was the one that had him pull his teeth out. Cause she's like, yes, teeth are a privilege. I'm glad you, like, realized that or whatever. Yeah. Like, it was like, what the heck, you crazy lady? Anyways, okay.
Let's do some casting.
Yes. This is a great episode that if you're like, wait, how could you guys have not talked about this? Comment and let us know and we'll read it.
And we'll also let you know, we actually talked about this in the three other recordings.
Yes, that's true. All right, but we will do our cast for you. We have 23 people were cast for this movie. First off was... Well, I didn't say IMDb cast them this time. Okay. Sydney Sweeney played Millie.
I can't remember if I liked her. I know I didn't recast. Oh, I did.
You did recast her. I liked her, but I think you recast her.
I think she did good. Yeah. I mentioned before one of the times, it was kind of hard to picture the characters other than the actors because seeing the trailer then after seeing the trailer and then reading the book, I kind of just, without even, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. I just pictured them acting it out in my head while doing it. So, I think Millie was good. Millie was fine.
I remember, actually, because I had done the audiobook, and in the audiobook, they gave her such a Brooklyn accent. I wish I could remember what the girl was in. Oh, wait, I think it's her. I actually think it was her. I recast Micah Monroe. Because I really wanted someone who could do the Brooklyn accent and be a little bit more tough, whereas Sydney Sweeney is like, I'm a pretty girl. I'm popular. I'm nice. I'm clean. Not gritty.
Like, she was very much like, nothing's gonna get, like, irritate me type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, she was very monotone, like, chill, which is what I felt like Millie needed to be to put up with Nina. But, yeah, I see what you're saying, too.
Audiobook reader shouldn't have given her that accent. That
ruined it. Amanda Seyfried played Nina.
Yeah, she did good. I originally thought I was going to recast her, but then I watched the movie and I was like, oh, actually, you're pretty good for this role.
Yeah, I liked her too.
I liked her, but while, like, listening to the audible, I picture, and also they describe her as like older.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a little bit
true.
Older and maybe a little bit, I don't know, like not as petite.
Yeah.
So I had, looks like I had Laura Linney. She's in Ozark.
Oh, I freaking love her. Yeah. She would be really good.
Recast, and we liked who you recast.
I remembered this. That's why I was like, yeah, we'll recast.
Okay. Yes, that's right. We agreed we would recast. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. We have Michael Monroe as Enzo.
Are you sure that's not Mitchell?
Sure, it's Mitchell. Mitchell, yeah. That's probably what it is. I don't know.
Michael.
I recast him. Because I don't think he's cute and he was described as attractive.
Mm-hmm. The picture that she just had up on her thing was the dude from The Princess Bride who does the inconceivable.
That's what IMDb does when it loses internet. Oh my gosh. I did Luca Marinelli. I just think he's attractive. I've never seen him in anything, but see?
Look, Alan, that's what was
up. He won't let me look up his stuff. I don't know. I think he's an attractive Italian man.
Yeah. Didn't you recast too?
I recasted. I did Frank Grillo. He's a little bit older, but I think he kind of...
Who is that again? Oh, good. Yeah, show me.
I did also, though, after our... During our second recording...
Yeah?
Since between the first recording and second recording, I watched the movie Subservience. It's with Megan Fox.
Oh yeah.
Subservience.
Yeah.
And he's
subservient. Subservience.
Subservience.
Yeah.
Anyways, this one where Megan Fox is like a robot,
mm-hmm.
and then he's in the movie. He's the main character.
Oh.
And he hires her to be like the housemaid.
The housemaid. That's hilarious.
And he actually was pretty much kind of like Enzo. He had like the tattoos.
Really?
And he was like in construction. He was like more kind of like, yep. And also they just totally underused Enzo.
They ruined his character. Yeah. But
like after seeing him in that movie, I was like, okay, that was a pretty good casting.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Take it. Then we have Brandon Skliner.
Sure.
He played Andrew.
It's weird to see him go from the guy that you're cheering for in It Ends With Us to the asshole that you're not rooting for in this one.
I forgot he was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one I know.
Out of the drama in that movie.
I know. He was, yeah. No, I thought he was perfect, personally, because the movie, I feel like they kind of were holding our hand too much and being like, okay, you're going to be the bad guy, so kind of act sinister. Because I feel like if he just acted normal, never would have seen it. So, but I thought, I don't know. I liked him.
Yeah, I think he did fine. I mean, I wrote down, I thought we had to like pick someone for each.
Oh.
For each. So well, I was
like him.
So I put like, let's see, Scott Eastwood or like Glenn Powell.
Yep, those both
they're kind of all like,
you just recast for me. I think I would want to see Glenn Powell do this.
Oh, that's time too. That's right. I think so. Yeah, because he was really good. Yeah.
But I think, yeah, the...
I think...
Brandon Sinclair or whatever was fine.
Yeah.
No, I am here for... Have you guys watched Chad Powers?
No.
You guys fucking need to watch Chad Powers. It is the new Ted Lasso. It's really? So... Glenn Powell plays this football dude who...
Yeah, that
fucks up his career.
That's from Eli Manning.
Oh, is it?
What?
I didn't know that. Okay. That's hilarious.
He made like a Chad Powers thing and like went and did like a, and so they made like a show off.
Hold on. So he went and played in college football then?
No, he like went and
It was like, okay.
This was like after he's retired. He like,
oh, okay. Okay.
It was like a skit they did and he like
got
up and he went as like a, oh, we got a new guy today, and like he showed off, and they're like, funny. Who is this guy? And then he like ripped off, but his thing was Chad Powers. So then they made a show about kind of a show.
It's literally, so he then is trying to redeem himself. So he, like, his dad is a makeup artist. So he does this. And it's so, Steve Zahn's in it. Glenn Powell's in it. It's so good. But anyways, I recast Andrew and it's Glenn Powell.
Okay. And I have mom on here too. We do not need mom.
I did recast the mom.
Okay. Oh, you did.
All right. Okay, so we're going to do Indiana L, or Ellie L.
Indiana L,
I would say. Okay, she's Cece. I didn't like her.
She was fine, but apparently Allie recast.
I don't think I recast, I just didn't like her. See.
Do you like her as the character, or like just the kid?
Allie's like, you're not murder doll enough.
Murder doll. When I type in creepy...
Off topic, I did at one point think like Nina and Andrew were like in on it together.
Oh, I did too. Yeah.
And we were like, this was all like a whole ploy that they did. Yep. I forgot to mention that earlier. I thought they were in on it together.
There was a second, I think it was once we knew Andy was the bad guy. And I was like, oh no, Nina just did all this to trap Millie up there. And now she's going to come back and torture too. That did not happen.
Because I thought this girl was the murderer. Just going to throw that in there. She was the murderer the whole time. Now they're all coming up with old shit that wouldn't work right now. So she's fine, I guess. Just not creepy enough. And then we have Elizabeth Perkins is mom, Miss Winchester.
Take it away.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen her in other things, and she's a good actress. I just don't know if it was, like, the hair was, like, white.
And yeah, they made her hair weird.
It just, like, I don't know if that just did it justice. That she just kind of wasn't what I pictured. I think it was more just the hair or anything. And then I pictured, it looks like her name is Wendy Malick, and she's, like, in Young Sheldon as the principal. And then she's also in Shrinking, and she's Harrison Ford's.
Oh yeah, I remember, because last time we pulled her up and we both were like, yes,
she would work.
Yeah,
but I think it was more like the white hair. It was like, it
gave her the gray, like, fuck, what is it called? It's so in right now, all the girls are doing it.
Gorilla?
No. Like, they, like, it's like, it's frosted silver. It's the color of the hair that they're doing. It's like, girls younger than me are getting their hair dyed gray right now because that's what's in. And I think it's so dumb. But that's, like, basically what they did to this woman.
Poor girl. Cool. Alrighty. Are the theme of the book and the movie the same?
Yeah, pretty much.
Murder. Girl.
Murder. Girl.
Girl. Scandal.
Yes. Scandal twists. Do the characters stay true?
No. Mm-mm. No, not at all.
For sure not mom.
Not mom, not Andy.
Nina.
Nina sometimes. Actually, I think Nina the majority of the time.
Yeah. Andrew and mom, pretty much.
Yeah.
What do you prefer?
I preferred the book.
Book.
Yep, book.
Yes. Why?
I think the book did such a better job at doing the twists. I feel like in the movie, like, I watched this movie with my parents and John, and when we watched it, they didn't realize that an evil dark twist was coming. They thought it was a love triangle, and they were like, this is kind of a dumb movie, like, what? And I was like, oh, but it's not that. It's just that they're not doing this well. So that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. I think not only with the twist, but all the little details sprinkled throughout the whole thing, and just come, like, having it all tie together at the end was just, like, amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was more detailed. They left so much out with, said it again, Enzo, the whole Nina and Enzo. So there's a lot more just detailed into it, where they're like, I gotta see what happens next kind of thing in the book.
Yeah, for sure.
It sucks.
Yes. And
would you all recommend it to a friend?
I've already recommended it to people.
It's good. I would recommend, even though I didn't enjoy the movie, I would recommend them both. Like, I have friends who I know who don't read. So I would be like, yeah, watch the movie. It's a good story.
See, and then I recommended it to my mom, but she would not appreciate. I don't think she would mind reading the gore, pull out the teeth, but watching it, she would not do. So I was like, don't watch it. Just read it. And there's other people that I've said that to, too.
I technically recommended it to you guys.
You did. Episode, you did.
Even though I didn't read it or watch it yet. So.
So impressive, though. Can we just say you picked such a great one and you had not read or watched it first? And I'm so impressed.
Based off a trailer.
Yes.
Oh, wait. You watched the other two first before you told us to cover it, right?
Those ones I both read. And then
You had done them both before. Okay. Yeah. Project Hail Mary.
Yes.
Did you watch it first?
Which one? Yes.
Not before he recommended it. No. Oh,
okay. I heard a theory about Project Hail Mary to watch it first before reading it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you watched it first.
Yeah.
You watched it first. So I'll read it first.
Yeah.
Ooh, we'll see.
Yeah. And I am excited because you do audiobooks, and I have heard that people who do the audiobook are sorely disappointed in one aspect of the movie. And I can't wait to see how you're going to react to that. I have the book and I'm going to physically read that one, but because of that aspect that they say people who do that first, I want to hear that, but I guess I could just find that part somewhere. Probably.
I'm curious what that is, because I think I know what you're talking about, and I'm wondering how it transcribes in actually reading the book than hearing it.
I'm interested.
Actually, that's a good point. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the.
I don't know how to read, so I just listen.
As you can see, me too. When I'm like, maybe I should start reading because I can't read half this crap that I type out. Okay,
all right, we did it, and this was our summer break episode that turned into a mini-sode. So sorry about that, guys.
That's all right. You know what? It's a longer mini-sode. It's about an hour almost. So there we go. I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Sorry, Alan, that this
is how your episode turned out.
It's fine.
Project Hail Mary.
I'm sorry to you guys. having to deal with this four times. Hours and hours. Like, the first one was like 3 hours long. And then they were down to an hour. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is not the first episode this has happened to us. This is the first episode that we've had a guest on for, though.
I feel a little bit better.
Yeah, and it's only not recorded one other. Like, we've only had to do it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the first time where we've had to do it more than twice. Every other time, we typically get it done the second time. But also, we never actually, like, the second time, we just give up, basically, and are like, okay, fuck, we'll just get this done with.
We gave it our all four times.
I did, like, the third time felt natural again. It felt like we were doing it all over again.
I was so proud. I agree. I was like, we're fucking killing it.
It's like a whole other experience. Great. Just like in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I was so excited. I was like, oh, this one's going to be great.
This was fine too, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's not horrible, but.
We'll do it right for Project Hail Mary.
And we're just automatically doing that one in person.
Yes.
Not even giving it a chance to fuck up.
No. Although we're.
September won't be bad. If we did it in October, I'd be like, with my luck, power will go out again.
Hopefully we're good. September.
Thank you so much, Alan, for being here and being on this episode with us
for four times.
Yeah. That's the fact that you stuck with it each time with us. Thank you.
I felt obligated. Like, not, I just.
I don't want to be here.
Sorry. That came out completely wrong. I felt invested and I didn't want to let you guys down. And I feel honored to be on it.
Thank you.
And appreciative. So, you know, do what I can to help.
I was just going to say, we appreciate. If you had told me, Brie, I'm not fucking recording this for the third and fourth time. Okay,
so I agreed to the third time. The fourth time, I'm kind of already here. So. Yeah,
exactly. We're like, sucks, you're doing it.
It's like, all right, I'm out. See
ya. I literally sat here and I was like, I'm not making either of them stay for a full fucking recording for this. Like, this is wash. But then I was like, fuck, but you came here to record. We should do something. So that's mini-sode. When the mini-sode was born.
Great. Fine. It was like our very first episodes. That's how
honestly, yeah, this is exactly how the Harry Potter episodes went. And
it's just initiation, I guess.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So then your next episode will be for real.
Correct the first time.
All right, you guys. Well, this is our summer break. So we don't really have a sneak peek other than come back in August.
August 3rd, we're going to be doing The Golden Compass, aka His Dark Materials, season one.
Yep. We do have a website. As of right now, it is still off script. 253.wixsite.com/offscript. You can rate, subscribe, review there, do all the fun things. Come send us emails and let us know, hey, I understand it was a minisode, but how could you forget this? And we'll read it on air.
Absolutely. Watch all of our notes are Alan. Guys, we didn't say this. Guys, we didn't say this.
Oh my goodness gracious. And yeah, that's it. I'm ready to sign off on this.
Yep. You ready to do your part?
So what did I say? And with that,
the housemaid.
Went off script. Let's do it again so that she agrees with us again.
Okay. And with that, for the fourth time, the housemaid
went off script.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout out to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.